All right, Hardog, Washougal, not the best place for you, but some good charges today, but shitty luck, and you're coming from the back both motos. Like, I don't know. You probably got, I don't know, past 30 guys today? 40 guys? I don't know.
Yeah. First moto, like, I didn't, like, I got a decent start, and then I stalled it, and I lost, like, some good spots and a lot of time to that 10 to 14 group or 10 to 13 group. And I could never really catch them, so I kind of rode around in 14th. And then that one made a couple bike changes, more West Coast style, kind of what I ran at Hanktown, Paula, stuff like that. And I felt a lot better. Like, I was ripping that whole moto. First start was great. I was, like, 5th, red flag. And then second start, really bad. But I made some good moves going up the hill. And I was, like, 11th, 12th. I was like, all right, you know, we can do something with this. And then Drake kind of, like, made like an aggressive move on the outside and then went down and caught me with him. Okay. So that yeah, he barely caught my wheel. We both kind of like did like the over the bars tip over. So last to 15th. Like, you know, what are you gonna do?
A lot of passing points. I came back to get some water after the first moto. You were shirtless in your golf cart, heading out of the pits. What were you doing? Where were you going?
I was calling my suspension guy. I was checking my fantasy team.
Where were you going to get service?
May or may not be on the Wi-Fi of a vehicle over there.
Oh, like a team? Like, okay, all right.
Not a team, but, you know, there's a truck that has Wi-Fi, and I'm on it.
And you have the password.
I have the password.
Right, right.
I mean, dude, fantasy.
Yeah, yeah, like, no, it's big.
Yeah, like last lap, Miller went down, but like I knew that Jet was across the finish line right behind me, so I was like, all right, he's good. Like,
yeah,
he ain't losing spots.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think he maxed out in that moto.
Did you pick yourself?
No.
I was scared of Miller. I wasn't sure how about his program and all the issues he's been having. I should have picked him because I went with Jed Beaton, and that didn't work.
Yeah, I did not go with Jed Beaton because normally guys that show up for one race, like, there's no incentive.
Yeah.
I didn't know where his fitness was at. Like, I don't know much about him. I know he's a gnarly dude.
Yeah.
So, like, he qualified good and everything, but, I, you know, what's the incentive for him besides racing for fun? So I picked Miller, home track. He's been racing. He was good Moto 1 last week.
Yeah.
So it's like his speed's decent.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to beat me in that one, and he tipped over. But, yeah.
So that's where you were going, Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And then calling suspension guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But the bike changes we made were good. Like, I was better.
What are you going to do on the off week?
Probably take a week off. And then the next 2 weeks, I got a couple things on the bike I want to try. And then after that, we'll go to Unadilla and then start Supercross prep, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know what the SMX rounds are like.
Yeah.
Like, the first two are speedways, right?
Yeah.
And then it's Coliseum.
Yeah.
So, kind of maybe develop something a little bit softer for the first two and work my way into that. And then, you know, I got World Supercross the week after LA. So,
yeah.
Busy.
All right. Thanks, Hardog.
Yep.